Hello everybody, my name is George Baba, and today I'm here on the Wooden Spoons podcast to interview my mom. Now, to interview my mom today, I'm trying to get a better understanding of how she parents me and how her upbringing affects why she parents me the way she does. Now, something to know about my mom is she was raised by immigrant parents and she was a twin, an oldest child as well. And so I just, as an oldest child myself, kind of wonder how her upbringing and her childhood affects how she raises me. Now today, we're just sitting in my room. I'm on my bed and she's on my desk. And it's late at night. We're kind of in a relaxed mood. And she just put my sister to sleep. So we're kind of winding down, but we're just here to have a nice discussion and get to know a little more about parenting styles. So without further ado, let's get into it. Hello everybody, today I'm going to be interviewing my mom to get a little bit more of an understanding of her childhood and how that affects how she raised me. Say hi, Mom.
Hello.
Alright, so, first question. How do you think being raised by immigrant parents affected your childhood?
I know it made it harder because they didn't always know what was going on. Like, I know I missed a lot of birthday parties and a lot of stuff that maybe other parents were aware of that was going on at school my parents may not have known about.
Were you ever used as a translator as they were learning English?
No.
No, they knew English?
Yeah.
How fast?
They had a very heavy accent, but they had a pretty good foundation.
All right. So what do you think your childhood was like as a twin and the oldest child?
Well, having a twin is having a built-in playmate. I have a twin brother, but we got along very well, and it was just the two of us for 3 years until my second brother came along. But yeah, when you're the oldest sibling, you do have more expectations. Between the two of us, we had more expectations, and our parents were more strict with us because we were the oldest.
So just right into the next question, do you think that you're harder on me because I'm the oldest compared to Gabe and Grace?
Yes, for sure.
Does that mean I'm the favorite?
No, we love you all the same.
All right, so during your childhood, what were your grades like? Anywhere from elementary school all the way to high school.
My grades improved when I got into high school. I didn't know I needed glasses for a very long time in middle school. And I silently struggled. And when I finally got glasses, my grades improved dramatically.
So do you think that made you happy to realize how early Grace needed glasses?
Yeah, well, I don't think we went to the pediatrician regularly. I don't know what the rules were back then with schools, but for whatever reason, I slipped through the cracks. But yeah, you guys go every year, and we were on top of that.
So how old were you got classes in high school?
I got them middle of 8th grade.
Yeah. So what was your conduct like? Did you ever get in any trouble?
Nope, I never got in trouble as a kid. I was always very good and quiet. My parents were strict, and I feared getting in trouble.
I'm not the same.
Mm-hmm.
So what about your siblings, Albert, Richard, and Crystal? How were their grades, and how was their conduct?
All of us were, well, my younger brother, so it's me, Richard, me and Richard are the twins, and Albert is the third born, and Crystal's the baby. She's 7 years younger than me. Richard and I were both very good kids. Albert was not the best. He got into a little bit of trouble here and there, but he's a police officer now, so I think he redeemed himself. And Crystal was a pretty good kid as well.
All right, so what was the most trouble you ever got in?
My mom went on to talk about how much trouble she got in, and she really didn't get into much, but I questioned her a little.
I pushed the curfew a little bit here and there.
So when I do it, it's not as bad.
It's still bad because I know anything that happens after 11:30 midnight is no good.
So what was your first real punishment that Teta and Cito gave you? Was it like they like grounded you for a long time, or like,
I don't think they understood the concept of getting grounded, so they used to spank us and get it over and done with.
So kind of leads into the title of the podcast. Any punishments that you underwent that you carried down into me as far as I have two big concerns. Hot sauce and...
Yeah, my parents never did the hot sauce. That was from other friends that told us they did the hot sauce thing. But I think I only did it to you once, and you said you liked it, so I never did it again.
Yeah, that is accurate. And the moment everyone's been waiting for, the wooden spoon.
Yes, I have threatened and spanked you with a wooden spoon. I didn't beat you with it, but I used to also hit it on the counter to let you know that you were about to be in some, yeah, you're about to be in some serious trouble. And yeah. Unfortunately, I did do that. But now with your sister, you and your brother, because y'all are oldest and y'all are only 2 years apart, so the two of you would cause a lot of crazy moments in the house. But with your sister, I don't think I've hardly spanked her maybe once or twice her whole life.
Just
she's
slaps
nine.
On the wrist. Or yeah, just because she's the youngest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was your first car? I know I've been fortunate enough to be blessed with a really great car. And so what did that look like for you?
My dad, I borrowed a car for a while. It was the Oldsmobile. I can't remember the year it was or anything like that. I'm not good about cars. But then my dad did go buy me a red Chevy Corsica. No, I'm sorry. It was a blue Chevy Corsica. It was my first car.
And how often were you allowed to use that? How like limited was your freedom as far as taking the car out? And what was the gas situation like?
My dad did pay for my gas, but I paid for the insurance. And at one point, I decided I wanted to take over the payments because my parents didn't have much money and I felt bad for them. So I decided I started working. I don't know if that's one of your questions.
That's kind of what
okay,
we're
so yeah.
Into. How old were you when you got your first job?
I got my first job a month after I turned 15 at Boston Market, but I also started babysitting all the neighbors on my street at the age of 13, which I don't think is allowed these days, but I don't know if 13 year olds are as responsible, but I was a pretty responsible 13 year old.
Yeah. And so besides those two jobs, did you have any other jobs growing up until college?
When I worked at Boston Market for 3 years until I graduated high school. And then I started working at a dental office that was very close to my parents' house while I was going to school. And then at the same time, I had worked there for several years. And then I decided I wanted to get a second job to help pay for my bills. So I started working as a waitress at Papacito's.
At the time, I know you talked about gas and insurance. Which was more expensive?
Insurance. Gas was not very expensive back then.
If only. And so besides gas and insurance and stuff for your car, what do you think most of your money went to?
We used to go, like, it was big to go to the movies, go out to eat. We used to play pool as I got older, like in my 18, 19-year-old years, maybe 20. Went to the pool hall. We would all split it, so it really wasn't that much.
Yeah.
And then, of course, as you get older, restaurants and going out to eat became more popular.
Did you ever pay for Albert and Crystal a lot because they were so much younger? I feel like if Gabe and Grace want stuff and me getting a job now, I feel like I can start getting them stuff every once in a while. Mm-hmm. So did you ever pay for any of their stuff?
I may have bought them some things here and there, but not really. Like, I didn't really go out and buy them. Now I'd go about, if I needed something for myself, like if I ran out of shampoo or just basic things like that, I would just go buy it. I wouldn't tell my parents I needed it. I'd just go get it myself.
Yeah, I would do that. Mm-hmm. So what was your main source of entertainment? Probably just the movies and the pool, like you said.
Yeah, or just, I mean, very basic. I would just, my best friend lived in walking distance of my house. So I'd go, we would literally walk the neighborhood at all hours of a day. I did it at reasonable hours of the day.
You said all hours of the day.
Well, all hours of the day, not at night. Go to the pool. That was a huge source of entertainment. I would stay there all day.
Was it the same pool that we go to every once in a while now? Like whenever we could protect us? With the splash pad and the tennis court.
Well, they didn't have all the fancy stuff. It was just a basic pool back then.
No slide. No
slides.
No diving board.
No, none of that.
Nothing. So kind of on a more serious note, what was your first, like, that's life moment growing up? That's when you first realized things started getting serious and you had to start making your way in the world.
Well, it wasn't so much about making my way, but you realize that life is not easy. When I started working at Boston Market, I was 15, and you realize that people aren't always going to be nice to you. So I had customers that were very rude and mean to me, and just for simple mistakes, you know, of course, it was a big deal to them. But as a kid, you know, getting yelled at over messing up an order was a big deal to me. And I remember crying the first time somebody did that to me. But they're all teachable moments. I mean, you learn, and you learn how to deal with people, and it also makes you more social. And you also realize that you have to work very hard to earn a dollar. So that's why I am the way I am now, is I worked very hard to earn my money, and I don't like to waste it.
Yeah, I think that's why you want me to get a job so bad.
Well, it teaches you responsibility and accountability. So if you want something, you have to know how hard it is to earn it.
Yeah, whenever I look at food or something, I'd be like, if I get paid, because I get paid $11 an hour, I say, it's 2 hours of work, or that's...
So you'll start to realize that when you want number one at Chick-fil-A, you'll have to work a solid hour to pay for that one meal. And you'll start to question, is it really worth it? Should I spend $11 for a sandwich, or should I go home and make a sandwich?
I do ask myself that question. And even before I got a job, I used to be like, that would be an hour. That would be 2 hours. And generally it's justified. Like if I worked a 5 hour shift and if I'm getting paid $5 an hour, so if somebody said at the end of the first hour you could get some Chick-fil-A instead of money, I think I would take that deal generally, because I do love Chick-fil-A.
It's fine to get it sometimes, but not to become dependent on the fact that, I can just go pick this up because I can. No, you need to understand that it's coming to you easy now, but when you get into the real world, you're going to realize that you're not going to want to spend your money like that. And just because it's not your money doesn't mean you shouldn't be spending it like that.
So I kind of transitioned into the end of the podcast here. Really,
the whole point of
just one summary question of
how much do you
everything I had been asking up until this point, and this is the answer I got.
Being the oldest child, being a twin, having to work for a lot of your money, how do you think that all plays into how you raised me?
Well, I like you to know that you have a good foundation, that your family loves you, and that you do have a history. Your grandparents had to struggle when they first came to this country, and they made it. They did okay for themselves.
Both sides.
Yeah. And you should never forget that. So you have to understand where you come from and never forget that.
I think the moral of the story is you don't take anything for granted.
Yes.
And so, for you personally, what do you think is the hardest part about raising a child? Is it the constant crying when they're a baby? Is it the trying to influence them when they're 6, 7 years old, when they're really young? Or do you think it's the teenage years?
It's all hard in that moment. So when a baby's crying, it's stressful because you want to make sure your baby's not, you know, why are you crying? Are you hurt? What can I do to make you feel better? You don't want to see your baby crying. And then as you get older, you're teething and you feel the pain of your child, from their pain. And then, you know, it gets harder. You know, everybody always used to say, enjoy it while you can when they're babies, because when they grow up, it only gets harder. And I never believed them, because I thought, look, now they're self-sufficient. They can do this by themselves. But now the real worry comes in, is making sure that you're safe when you leave the house. And it's not so much about, you know, you being a bad driver or you making a bad decision. It's more about what outside influences you have, and being at the wrong place at the wrong time, or just, God forbid, you do make a bad decision, which I think you have a pretty good head on your shoulders. I mean, you're going to make mistakes, which is something I hope you always learn from. But everything, no matter how old you're going to get, even when you're going to be an adult my age, and I'm, God willing, will be here, I'll still worry about you, because you're my kid, and I love you.
Thank you, Mom. Love you, too.
That's it. I just want to thank everyone for watching this week's episode of Wooden Spoons, and tune in next week.